The committee report looks at the budgetary implications of our stay in South Sudan and realized that in the short and long term, it's not sustainable. The economy of Uganda cannot sustain to prop up a regime in Sudan. And ours was an advisory note that government should do all it can to find ways and means of cooperating with the other regional bodies so that on its own we can have a withdrawal from South Sudan. The major propeller of that reason and understanding is the realization that our basket or resource envelope is so spread thin to sustain that huge operation in Sudan. And in our considered opinion, all ways should be explored to ensure we withdraw from South Sudan.
But how much money are we talking about here?
You will see the Ugandan government minister of defense budget is hoping 1.5 trillion in shillings. I don't know, in terms of dollars, it comes to like 800 to 900 US dollars, 900 million US dollars, just a minister of defense. And out of that budget component, 600 billion, almost more than a third of the budget is underclassified. This is a budget component that ideally goes to support operations that are covered like those in Sudan. In our humble view, going forward, this classified budget has been expanding for the last 3 years. It was 188, went to 300. It has now gone to 600. When you look at the agenda that the government has presented, another 35 billion will be added to that classified budget expenditure. So, therefore, and at the expense of the welfare of the men and women in the armed forces, they still can't have decent barracks, they are still not well paid, they are still not having good retirement. We are having a huge problem with how to retire our aged soldiers. So, over and above that, you realize you cannot afford to spend that kind of money in South Sudan. The cover that a certain section of the budget on fuel component, as per the official document, the only component that the government of South Sudan needs is too small to plug that whole gap. And we think the prudent thing to do in the interest of our country and our poor people is to devise ways and means to get out of Sudan. The sooner, the better.